Vocabulary Glossary by Story. Chapter 1. Introduction. Attic. A noun. A room in a house that is above all rooms and is right under the roof, often used as a place to keep things. Climb. A verb. To go up something high, such as a wall or a tree, by using one's hands and feet. Rag doll, noun. A soft doll made from pieces of cloth. Button, noun. A small, often round piece of plastic on clothing, used to keep the clothing together. Hug, noun. An action in which a person puts his or her arms around somebody else to show love. Sew. A verb. To repair clothes or attach something such as a button to them. Chapter 2. Raggedy Ann Learns a Lesson. Leader. Noun. A person who directs a group of people. Kitchen. Noun. The room in a house where food is made. Needle. Noun. A small thin tool for sewing. Lock. Verb. To close a door with a key so others cannot open it. Key. Noun. A small object used to lock and unlock a door. Cupboard. Noun. A place to keep things, usually in a kitchen. Spill. Verb. When a liquid spills, it flows out of its container by accident. Raspberry jam. Noun. A sweet, thick, and sticky paste made from raspberries. A raspberry is a type of small red fruit. Basket. Noun. Something we use to carry things, hold things, or for a small pet to sleep in. It is often woven. Clothesline. Noun. A piece of rope or string tied between two poles. Wet clothes are hung on it to dry in the sun. Grass. Noun. Short little green plants that cover the ground in fields and gardens. Lemonade. Noun. A drink made with lemon juice, water, and sugar. Comb. Verb. To use a hair tool to make one's hair smooth and straight. Pajamas. Noun. Soft clothes that are worn to bed. Cotton. Noun. Soft cloth made from a plant. Chapter 3. Raggedy Ann and the Washing. Housekeeper. Noun. A person who does housework for pay. Upset. Adjective. Unhappy. Angry. To get up on the wrong side of the bed. An idiom. An expression to explain why some mornings someone wakes up and is upset for no clear reason. Hurt. Verb. To make something or someone feel pain. Laundry basket. Noun. A basket that holds clothes that are dirty and need to be washed. Pot. Noun. A container for cooking. In the story, Dinah used a pot for washing clothes, but most people no longer wash their clothes this way. Nowadays, most people use a washing machine or wash their clothes by hand. Stove, noun. A thing in the kitchen that uses wood, coal, gas, or electricity to heat up food or water. Steam, noun. What water becomes when it is heated. Boil, verb. To cook in water. Washboard, noun. A board for washing clothes. Fault, noun. Something one did that caused an accident to happen. Tear, noun. A drop of water that comes out of the eye when someone cries. The verb to tear has a different meaning. Breeze, noun. Light, pleasant wind. Pat, verb. To touch a person or animal quickly and gently with the flat of the hand to show kindness. Chapter 4. Raggedy Ann and the Kite. Kite, noun. A toy made of paper and sticks that is made to fly in the sky with the help of a long piece of string. Tail, noun. A long, thin rope tied to the back of a kite. String, noun. A thin rope. Tear, verb. To break apart. Usually cloth or paper. Nest, noun. A bed that birds make with small sticks and anything soft. Birds put their eggs in nests. Curious, adjective. Interested in learning more. Lullabies, noun. Gentle songs to put a baby to sleep. Chapter 5. Raggedy Ann and the Painter. Shelf, noun. A long flat board on a wall or in a cupboard used to put things on. Whistle, verb. To make a sound by blowing wind through the lips. To be in trouble, idiom. To make someone else angry about what you have done. Rag, noun. A piece of old cloth. Secret, noun. Something very few people know. Candy heart, noun. A piece of candy in the shape of a heart. Chapter 6. Raggedy Ann Saved Fido. Ache, verb. Hurt. Lawn, noun. An area of grass in a yard or garden. Fence. Noun. A thin wall around a house or area. It is often made of wood or wire. Track. Verb. To follow an animal or a person by following the marks or signs that they leave behind. Trail. Noun. The marks or signs that an animal or a person leaves behind as they go by. Doghouse, noun. A house for a dog. Bark, noun. The woofing sound that a dog makes. Terrible, adjective. Very bad. Dog catcher, Noun. A person who catches dogs, usually with a special stick. Paw. Noun. An animal's foot. Pen. Noun. A small place to keep animals inside. Mind his own business. Idiom. Not pay attention to what others are doing. Mud. Noun. Soft, wet, sticky dirt. Latch. Noun. A small object to keep a door, gate, or window closed. Lift. Verb. To pick up. Hurry. Verb. To go or do something quickly. Lick. Verb. To touch with the tongue. In America, people often think that it is good when a dog licks someone's face. Cheek. Noun. Each side of the face below the eye. Chapter 7. Raggedy Ann's Trip on the River. Ant. Noun. A very small bug. Puppy. Noun. A young dog. Hide. Verb. To make it so that no one can see a person or thing. Path. Noun. An opening in a field or forest that is easy to follow. Stream. Noun. A small river. Catch up with. Idiom. To run after someone and get right next to them. Caught is the past tense of catch. Float. Verb. To not fall to the bottom of the water but stay on top. Example. Boats float on the water. Soak. Verb. To fill up and cover something completely with liquid. To make very wet. Someone's heart is broken. Idiom. To feel very sad. Drown. Verb. To fall to the bottom of the water and die. Gently. Adverb. Carefully. Softly. Oven. Noun. Something used to bake food. Chocolate cake. Noun. A sweet food that is baked in an oven. Melt. Verb. Ice, chocolate, butter, and so forth. To turn into liquid from heat. For example, the candy melted. The candy became liquid like water. Chapter 8. Raggedy Ann and the New Dolls. Mustache. Noun. Hair above the lip on a man's face. Blonde. Adjective. Hair that is yellow in color. Silk. Noun. An expensive type of cloth which is soft and shiny. Ribbon. Noun. A long piece of cloth or paper used to tie things or put in a person's hair. Suit. Noun. A set of clothes made from the same material, usually pants and a coat. Insects. Noun. A small creature that has six legs. For example, an ant, a bee, a spider, or fly. Ashamed. Adjective. to feel bad because the person has done something wrong. Chapter 9. Raggedy Ann and the Cats. Turkey, noun. A large bird that is cooked to eat. Teapot, noun. A pot that heats and holds tea, a warm drink. Sofa, noun. A soft seat for more than one person. Piano, noun. A musical instrument that has black and white keys and is played with the fingers. In the blink of an eye, idiom. As fast as you open and shut your eyes, an expression meaning something is done very fast. Kitten, noun. A baby cat. Barn, noun. A building outside of the house used to keep animals or farm tools. Mice, noun. More than one mouse. Hidden, adjective. Past participle of hide. Scratch, verb. To use one's nails to rub or cut skin. Trust, verb. To believe that someone is telling the truth, to believe that someone is not dangerous. Rub, verb. To touch gently. Fairy tale, noun. A traditional children's story. Kitty, noun. Another word for young cat or kitten. Stripe, noun. A line that goes up and down. A yellow-striped cat describes a cat with yellow lines and other color lines. Chapter 10. Raggedy Ann and the Gift. Pillow, noun. Something you put your head on in bed. Howl, verb. To make a loud and long cry. A dog usually howls, like a dog. Fairy, noun. A very small magical person. Blanket, noun. Cloth on the bed to keep you warm when you sleep. Silver, adjective. Shiny, grayish color. Bundle, noun. A small package. Hall, noun. The space you can walk between rooms. Chapter 11. Raggedy Ann and the Chickens. Balance, verb. To keep your body in control so you don't fall over. Rooster, noun. A male chicken. Hen, noun. A female chicken that lays eggs. Chicken coop, noun. A small house on a farm where chickens could build their nests. Promise, verb. To tell someone you will definitely do something or that something will definitely happen. Cross my candy heart. Idiom. Cross my heart is an expression that children use when someone asks them to make a promise. It means, yes, I promise. Raggedy Ann had a candy heart, so she said, "Cross my candy heart." Hatch, a verb. When baby chickens grow enough to come out of the egg breaks, and the chicken leaves the egg. They hatch. Eggplant, noun. A kind of vegetable that has purple or white fruit. An eggplant is either long or round. Chick, noun. A baby chicken. Fluffy, adjective. Soft and light. For example, the cat has fluffy hair. Apron, noun. A piece of cloth used to protect your clothes when cooking or cleaning. Chapter 12, Raggedy Ann and the Mouse. Frown, noun. The opposite of a smile, a sad face. Crumb, noun. A very small piece of dry food, usually bread. Squeak, verb. To make a loud, high noise. Claw, noun. A cat's or bird's sharp fingernail. Chapter 13, Raggedy Ann's New Sisters. Introduce, verb. To tell someone who a new person is. Beach, noun. The place right next to the water of an ocean or sea. There is usually sand on a beach. Wave, noun. Movement of water that moves up and down and back and forth. Undertow, noun. The water under the sea that pulls away from the land. Spray, noun. Tiny drops of water that fly in the air. Missing, adjective. Gone, not there anymore. Glue, noun. Liquid that makes things stay together. Burst with joy, idiom. To be very happy and excited. Stuffy, adjective. Hard to breathe from being in a very small place. Scenery, noun. Nature all around that you can see. Astonishment, noun. A big surprise.